This is a very dense passage, which ends one section of the discourse of our Lord and begins the next one. First part is all about the Father. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him. Every person who turns authentically to Christ is being worked on and gifted by the Father himself. The Father desires that we be his children. And in order for that to happen, he has sent his Son, who will die for us, rise for us, bestow new life on us, and he will draw us to this Son so that we can be one with the Father. That's the whole plan. So as I said before, see how much of this talk, this discourse of our Lord, is about the Father. This is the work of God, that you believe in the one whom he sent. That's the work by which we give honor to God, but more profoundly, that is the work that the Father works in us, that we come to Jesus. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him. And the consequences of that, I will raise him on the last day. Such a person will be immortal, even physically. That's the promise. That's the plan of God. I can remember years ago when we buried Butch Vondach. Anyway, he was killed with two others who were injured in an auto accident. That was not their fault. So as they were lowering his casket into the grave, I just had such a conviction. So I said, thank you, Earth, that you give this boy a place to rest. But I tell you, this is not where he's going to stay. Thank you for now. But one day he will rise from that hole in the ground, and he will be glorious and transformed forever because of the gift of Jesus. Now, that first thing we have to do then is come to him, believe in him, obey him, rejoice in him, feed on him, and then complete that by receiving this total gift of himself in the Eucharist. Can you imagine if you had been a pagan in the first or second century, everybody around you, frightened, angry, grasping at all the money and power they can get, because that's all there is. And then to discover this, and to begin to live this, finally get baptized, then, for the first time in your life, go to celebrate the sacred liturgy. Sing with everybody. Praise God. Listen to the word. And then finally, for the first time in your life, receive the body and blood of Jesus Christ, which begins right then to transform your body and blood forever. It'll pass through death, but it is becoming eternal. That's why our Lord says, it is written in the prophets, they shall all be taught by God. It's from Isaiah. That's the promise. We'll all be taught by God. Now, Well, being a teacher myself, I can tell you the one thing you appreciate is that people pay attention. Do we want to be taught by God? Do we have time for this? Or are we too busy? Do you want to be taught by God? Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from Him comes to me. That's the whole teaching of the Father, to bring him to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father, except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. That's himself. He is the Son of Man. He is the place of revelation in this human way, because he's from the Father. And then he makes this promise. Solemn, you know, in John all the time, a solemn promise is always, amen, amen, I say to you. As far as we know, nobody else ever said that way. This is the Word of God incarnate, speaking from the depth of his own heart. Amen, amen, I say to you. Whoever believes has eternal life. How do I believe? Yield to the work of the Father. Obey. I've been reading the life of St. Catherine of Siena. And boy, if you want to, you want to find out what obedience is, just read that. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. She'd been in an ecstasy for about a week or more, or now, forgotten anyway. And her confessor and another priest said to her, she just had come out of it, would you like to come with us to some very nice thing? She said, yes. And then she began to weep. She said, I really don't want to go. But I said yes to conform to you. What kind of a sinner am I? I lied. I thought, whoa. She's right. But when will we ever have a conscience like that? That attuned to God. Whoever believes has eternal life. That's divine life. I am the bread of life. The bread of life. You eat me, you live. How do I eat you? You believe in me. You obey me. You trust me. You let me be as intimate with you as I want to be. That's life. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat it and have eternal life and not die. And then a shift in direction, which introduces what we'll hear tomorrow. I am not the bread of life now. I am the living bread. Oh, change of direction in the talk. That came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. I am going to give my very flesh and be crucified and die in an act of love. And that flesh, will be your sustenance until we see one another. And now, all this wisdom, faith, obedience talk gets concretized in an unbelievable way into this Eucharist.